Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I come to the floor this afternoon, I'm kind of questioning whether the heat of Washington, D.C. has gotten to people. Clearly, it has been a record July here with 90-plus degrees temperatures every day. But the notion that we should somehow cancel the election in the fall, I think, is either the heat of the moment or just clear wrongheadedness. I've been waiting for some time to come to the floor to talk about our voting system and why it's so important to protect it, and why now we should recognize that Americans having to deal with the coronavirus have had the ability to vote and the ability to get there and the ability to be protected while they're voting. It has occurred in several elections that we need to be doing more. That is why I continue to support the efforts of our colleagues to make sure that we are doing everything we can to protect elections. I know that Leader McConnell has proposed the HEAL Act, but it doesn't contain any money for helping the safe and secure elections in November. And I know that the House bill, the HEROES Act, does help put money in place to keep polling workers safe during the pandemic. And I know that we have other legislation, whether it's Senator Wyden's bill, which I'm on, the Vote by Mail Act, which would help eligible U.S. voters vote by mail, or whether it's other legislation, like my colleague Senator Klobuchar, to help back up paper ballots and create election security grants to help states improve their cybersecurity. I have talked many times at many hearings about our challenges with cybersecurity. And I know that all these legislations, my colleagues have been out here on the floor and they've tried to bring them up, but to no avail. Well, I think instead of suggesting that the election be canceled, the president should be advocating that Congress pass aid and assistance to states to make sure that during the COVID pandemic that things are in place so that poll workers can get to their jobs on time, that they can work effectively in doing that and protect their health and security and protect the health and security of the public. What I don't think he should do is diminish the very important role that mail-in ballot voting has been in the United States of America. I say that coming from a state where we have mail-in ballots, and the mail-in ballot system has grown over time to be the primary way in which we vote in the state of Washington. And I say primary way because I'm sure there are ways that people can show up and vote at a particular election office. There are probably other things, but no, we don't have an election site. And for those who always loved going to the polling place as a way to exercise their democracy and their rights, I appreciate that too. There's nothing better than participating in the democracy of an election by going there and casting a vote. But you also can increase the participation of the American public to vote by mail if you give them that opportunity. So, Mr. President, it just happened to occur that on my way in today, I actually was trying to cast my own ballot. That is, I was trying to take my ballot for an August 4th election that is to happen next week and make sure that I fulfilled my constitutional duty to vote and to vote in the next election. And so I just thought it was a great opportunity to come to the Senate floor and put a stop really to the myth that I think the president is continuing to create that you cannot vote by mail. So here is my mail-in ballot. Here is the ballot that is sent to my home address in Edmonds, Washington, and it basically has the date of the election on it and requires me to fill it out and return it. Now, what's great about this ballot is that, well, first of all, I love mail-in voting because even though I liked going to the polling place, the thing that you now get in the guide, in addition to your ballot, a voter's guide is sent to you by the Secretary of State. And it's pretty thick now because you allow candidates to give you a statement about why they're running. So literally, the citizens of Washington, weeks in advance before getting this ballot, can sit there and leaf through the various positions of candidates. And they also include websites. So if you want to go to the candidate's website and look up more information about a candidate or see where they stand on an issue, it is a guide that helps you understand what your ballot is and who's on it. Now, who doesn't think that that is a great way to inform the American people about voting? And because we have one of the highest voting rates in the nation, And I say that I know there are states that also are not mail-in ballot states that also have high numbers in presidential election years. But the great thing about our vote-by-mail system is that we also have a pretty good participation by our public in off-year elections. So that means the issues of a school board election or a local county election or even a regional election gets an attention that I believe is important for democracy and voter participation. So in this case, I actually happened to start filling out my ballot this morning, and so I'm not going to show you everybody I voted for, but I will just show you on the front of the ballot and what it looks like. Yeah, I did vote already in the governor's race, and so no doubt I voted for a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. But at the top of this ballot, once I'm done, I get to tear off this device right here. It says, I voted, so there I go. I get a little boost to my democracy gene. I'm so glad I participated. But here is the actual number of this ballot and an ID for this, and I tear that off. I tear that off and keep this. I keep this, and this is proof that I mailed this ballot. So that's a great part of our system. Now the president is continuing, oh, just for those who are really curious about this, I now have a privacy envelope. So now I'm done filling out my ballot. I stick it in the privacy envelope. Now, why do I do that? Because when I return this ballot, if somebody thinks that my privacy is violated because on the outside of this envelope I've signed my signature, they separate these two things. This privacy envelope separates this, throws the ballots that are legitimate to be counted in a different pile. Now no one knows exactly how I voted. But I take this in the privacy envelope and I stick it in an official document envelope that I'm going to mail back, okay? And so I stick it in there, and guess what I have to do? I have to sign it and date it. That signature is the validation of this system. It is the validation of my signature, the same when I go into a voting booth as we used to do and signed my name, and it is the validation against someone who is trying to create mischief with this system. It is what makes the vote-by-mail system work effectively in our state. Now, I say that because our state has had many close elections, and yet no one has ever contested the outcome of the final election because we go through this system. Now, yes, have we had some very interesting incidents? We had a very close governor's race once where, as they were recounting the ballots and counting the official system, a gentleman owned up that he had voted for his wife who had died. He was so worried that he was going to get caught under this system that he owned up in advance and said, I'm sorry, I might be one of the 7 final votes here in this decision. I just want to tell people I made a mistake. I know she was so enthusiastic, but she passed away and it was just a few days ago, so I went ahead and voted for her. Okay, so no, that's not allowed under the system. This system works because we know who people are and we have a validation of this system. And this system allows us to participate and understand the election process. So I don't know why the president won't let America vote only if they vote in a way that he thinks is, I'm not sure, because now he's saying we should just delay the election. He's just saying that it should be delayed. I'm saying what the president should be doing to help the constitutional rights of American citizens is protecting their right to vote by helping secure our election sites with enough workers of people who are working at the polls if they choose to go and do that, and protect our mail-in ballot system by allowing those states who want to pursue a mail-in ballot to make sure that those ballots work and are delivered on time so that they can be counted. Now, I don't expect every state in the union to adopt the same philosophy as the state of Washington, but clearly our state allows enough time for those ballots to get there. That is, they allow so many days after the election. Why? Because we have a lot of military in the state of Washington. We have 10 military bases, and we have a lot of people from Washington that are stationed overseas. And their ballots should not be made invalid just because they mailed them before the election, but somehow because of the travel time, they didn't get there in a timely fashion. So our state considers 7 days, I think, is the postmark after 7 days if it's delivered. So I know for some people that this is all, you know, they don't want to move to this. I guarantee you, in 25 years, we will all be voting by mail. This system will be in place, and we will be asking ourselves, why did we drag our feet? So I am at least heartened to hear that my Republican colleagues here in the Senate have squashed the president's idea of canceling the election. Now what I want to hear is, are they going to help us get the dollars and the systems in place to allow America to vote, to allow them to vote with confidence, not to constantly hear an undermining of that process, but a support of that process, and not to undermine vote by mail because it's worked in Washington. It's worked. I was elected in the year 2000 and only won by 2,229 votes. Not a lot cast out of the huge size of voters in our state. But yet people had confidence in that system. It's not as if the numbers didn't change in a recount here or there, or somebody found a mistake here or there. It was that we had a system where you could find a mistake. So stop trying to cancel the election based on the success of what has empowered more Americans to vote and be involved and be educated in our democracy. Let America vote, and let's get about putting the securities in place that will help America get to the polling place in a secure fashion and get their ballots to the election official in a timely manner. I thank the president, and I yield the floor.